Continuing with more practical examples in this discussion of Masira, and again, just to reiterate, none of these Psakim or Maamar Makomos on my own. I'm just sharing the interesting discussions which are mentioned in the Sefer. So we go to number three, third example, third story which we're going to apply. Yaakov sighed and groaned. The kids upstairs were at it again, and it was after 1 o'clock a.m. Yaakov's windows were vibrating in their wooden frames from the music blasting a flight above him. He turned to his wife and says, "One of these days I'm going to call the police." She said, "Are you sure you're allowed to? They're not really hurting anyone, are they?" So, based on Moshe's understanding of the Issa of Masira, that it's still very much alive today, it's likely that Moshe would say that that Yaakov would not be allowed to call the police initially. He should first attempt to speak to him. If not, he should then go to Beis Din for assistance. If the Beis Din also don't have the ability to help, then it's possible that Moshe would allow involving the police. Because Moshe mentioned two problems in approaching the authorities. Number one was a different punishment that the Torah would give, and also the Issa of against going to secular courts. So once the person's been to Beis Din and Beis Din weren't able to, then as long as the punishment won't be more than halacha, then there's not going to be any issue. Therefore, since it's probable that the police would only issue a warning in that case, then it seems once it's been to Beis Din, Ramush would be okay with it. As it happens, other halachic opinions, amongst them the Machon Lahira in the United States, say that the principle of Dina de Machos Adina would apply regarding disturbing the peace, because this particular Dina Machusa is instituted for public good. Okay. Next, Yosef liked to call himself an amateur driver. He had no formal training, followed no set rules, but he loved driving and did it all the time. Basically, he's a menace on the road without a license and speeding without really thinking about it. Is his recklessness behind the wheel his own business? Or is it more to report him? Ramush Shdem with Paskin in that situation, he's got the status of a roidef. A reckless or unlicensed driver has got the status of a roidef. Traffic laws are made in order to save people, preserve life, and then he's got to be obeyed. And a reckless driver should ideally first be warned by a Rav or a local based in. And if he doesn't comply, then it's a mitzvah, says Ramush Sternbuch, to report him in order to protect the lives of others. This is Shur San Hagos, Chelik Aleph, Tshuva 850. Next, number six. Max was Jewish, but he had chosen a horrible way to make a living. He owned and operated a brothel. Supposedly, only non-Jews used it. But no one stood at the door checking IDs. Was it mutter to report him to the police? Moshe Sternbuch said, it's not only mutter to report him, but it's a mitzvah. He's considered to be a roitev echa erva. Again, ideally, a warning should be issued before going to the police. But if such a person is too dangerous to deal with, then there's a mitzvah to report such a person to the police. That's in Shuras Van Hagas Chelet Beis. And in Tshuva 727. One more for today. Number seven, David was determined to beat the system. He was outsmarting the IRS and evading taxes. The IRS, I think, is the same as HMRC in England. Abe heard him talk about it often enough. Was he permitted or perhaps obligated to report David to the IRS for tax evasion? So, according to Heta number 10, which we saw, then technically it's not Issa of Masira. But it's not recommended, and we said it's also going to be problematic, potentially regarding returning a lost object to a Nochri. But to prevent a Chilul Hashem and to create a Kiddush Hashem, then it would be required to prevent a Chilul Hashem and potentially advisable where it would create a Kiddush Hashem. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we will mention the last few examples of practical applications, and then we will finally finish off this subject of Masira regarding the different stances of the post-game vis-a-vis working for the government.